reason why it came across the line is because it's going to be done in conjunction with works that Irish Water is carrying out. At the same time, they're investing $2.71 million in the upgrade of infrastructure between Lough Salt and Letterkenny. So this is a one for common sense. It's a one for joint-up thinking. And one thing that the taxpayers want at all times is to see value for money. So this is going to be a €15 million project. It's going to go to tender in 2 months' time. And there will be diggers on site before the end of the year. So I'm absolutely delighted, and I would like to acknowledge all the partners, all the stakeholders, in particular Donegal County Council for their leadership, and obviously the TII for their continued commitment to the North West and Donegal. And I certainly believe that, this will be a project that will start on time and finish on time.
Is this a template for future projects where you sit down and say, right, we need to do roadworks, we need to do water mains, let's do them all at the same time, package them together as one bundle and try and see if we can save some money here?
It is, and look, the public are constantly crying out for this type of joined up thinking, and even from a recreational point of view, there's going to be two cycle lanes on either side. So as we advance the Wild Atlantic Way, as Glenveagh National Park grows, as tourism increases, and as the Wild Atlantic Way goes up a gear this summer, we have to have that connectivity, and from our biggest town in Donegal and Letterkenny to be connected to the Wild Atlantic Way, that's important. And I'm still conscious that we still have access issues. We still have to work very, very hard on the Lifford-Letterkenny Road, the Bunnagee Link, the bypass. And that is going ahead. That is already seeing an investment of $5 million to ensure that we bring it to the stage where we'll be in a position to put funding on that whenever the time is right. The important thing here is Donegal needs its fair share, and rightly needs its fair share of capital funding. And in order for us to grow our tourism, grow our business and grow our county, we certainly need the infrastructure. And I'm absolutely delighted that common sense prevailed here, and to see upwards of €15 million coming in to that Blue Bank section, and to see projects, following projects like the €3 million for Cockhill Bridge. And I'm hoping that when a contractor is appointed, that there will be a sense of local judgment when it comes to appointing subcontractors as well, because it's already happening in Cockhill outside Buncrana, and hopefully it will happen here too.
You say work on the Bunnagee Link and other important key routes will happen when the time is right. Motorists in Donegal will argue the time has been right for well over 10 years.
Well, look, take the Blue Banks. The campaign has been going there for 35 years. Take the mention Cockhill Bridge, there was a campaign there for 65 years. I don't need to tell Donegal people that Donegal has been forgotten down the decades. It's my job as a minister in government to ensure that any money that becomes available comes to Donegal. In my short time in government, I've delivered on infrastructural projects. The county will see the opening, official opening of the Blackburn Roads, and also over at the Guibarra Bends next week. And we will continue to do that. I'll certainly fight, and as somebody who has spent a considerable period of my life between Carrigart and Letterkenny, I know the importance of access in Letterkenny, and I know the reality of budgeting as well, where we're talking about nearly €500 million to take that stretch from Lifford to Letterkenny and the bypass. And my job in government, for as long as I'll be here, will be to ensure to make that a priority and connect our county, not just within the county, but also to the rest of the country.